December 4th, 2024. Varosh, Hungary. I'm gonna miss the sound of amoeba playing music, both when I fall asleep and when I wake up. I'm gonna miss Victor snoring in the room next to me. I'm gonna miss the sound of Shabak and Thomas's playful laughter that goes on late into the night while they play some video golf game just outside of my room in the upstairs living room. And I'm gonna miss Levy, who seems to be in a perpetual state of zen. He sleeps on a sofa next to my room. He's the artist in the band who brings calm to the tornado that is amoeba and I. There's something timeless about him. Levy looks like a novelist or a philosopher from the 1800s. He's one of the steadiest people I've ever met. Levy surprised me one night. I was trying to sleep when I heard the guys laughing and talking just below my room in the driveway. Didn't sound like something Levy would be mixed up in. I got up, walked downstairs, and out into the outdoors, where Levy was with the others, laughing and dancing. They were listening to Piero Umiliani. The music played from his car stereo, his window open. I lit a cigarette and enjoyed the music with them. I'm gonna miss the walks down the slippery mountain, the birdhouse along the way, the woodshed, the old caterpillar tractors along the river, to the cafe. Onion soup, green salad, coffee with milk, sparkling water, black guitar, goldfish tank, with Ben. And our walks back up the mountain, I'm closest with Ben. There's always a guy in the band you connect with most. He's both inquisitive and informative. He's like the mayor around here or something. We walk into town and people set their violin cases or the guitar cases down to greet him. Varosh is an artist's town. Everybody I've met is an artist. And I'm gonna miss Thomas's wit. He doesn't say much, but when he does, he delivers. Always a sarcastic 2-3 word combination that sums it all up. My phone charger wasn't working one night. I didn't know if the charger was hurting the phone or helping. I asked Thomas, should I plug this adapter in or what? Thomas replied, be a man. Victor is the closest I've ever gotten to Jimmy Page. He plays a Strat with a maple neck, so I'm not sure how he gets the Les Paul tone, but his solos sound so much like Jimmy Page, to me anyhow. Shabak's generosity is on another level. He opened his door for us so we could rehearse for the concert in Budapest. He opened it again so we could unwind after the show. There were times when I was upstairs where I could swear that I heard an upright bass, but it wasn't an upright bass. It was Shabak playing what looked like a baritone ukulele. Though amoeba has no weak link, Shabak is the heart, the driving force of the band. I'm gonna miss Shabak welcoming me with, Mark, how are you, Mark? Shabak is funny, a character, a wild card. He asked, I thought you have this Thanksgiving holiday in December, or something like this. No, I told him, it's November. How do you not know that Thanksgiving in America is in November? Because I don't care. Not only am I gonna miss this band, I'm also gonna miss the dreamlike view of the Danube River. And I'm gonna miss Peter, the owner, stopping by. Big glowing smile, dressed in black, always, tall as Paul Bunyan, a kitten tucked under his arm. His favorite artist is 16 horsepower. Why 16 horsepower, I asked him. I like this kind of music, sad music, or how you say, melancholy. And I'm gonna miss Lily the cat, who is not a female cat. I didn't find this out until a few nights ago, when Peter called Lily he. Don't let Lily in the house too long. He'll shit in the house, Peter said. He, I asked. Yes, Peter said. A boy cat, but with his balls cut off. My daughter named him Lily. When your daughter names the cat, you give your daughter the gift of naming the cat. Okay, we call that neutered when they cut the balls off. Neutered.
Yes, neutered. However you say it.
I'm gonna miss all of this, the music, the laughter, and Amoeba's endless array of friends who stopped by. During this November-December session, it wasn't uncommon to have maybe three people standing by, listening as we recorded, which gave us an audience and brought life to the music. One night, I'd say there were at least 20 people there, maybe more. Various friends sat in on drums. I vamped on guitar and vocals at some point. I spoke, sang some improvised words, and howled into the night like a coyote. While Thomas and Shabbat played their golf game, trying to get that final win before bedtime, there's a brightly lit white cross on a church shining up at us from down near the train tracks. We were blessed from the moment we arrived. My time spent here in Varosh will live with me forever. So will this nagging tinnitus that sounds like a train whistle in my right ear and a foghorn in my left. Whatever it takes to make music like this.